Four young men and one young woman in Massachusetts have gone to court to argue that the U.S. selective service system is unconstitutional. They say the fact that only men have to sign up for a potential military draft is discriminatory. The current system requires men to register with a national database when they turn 18. The young plaintiffs are being represented in court by civil liberties lawyer Harvey Schwartz, who also happens to be the father of one of the plaintiffs and stepfather of another. Mr. Schwartz, welcome to the program.
Hi.
How did this start?
Well, when my son turned 18, we were sitting around the table at dinner, and he mentioned that he had to register for the draft. And my daughter, who was 17 at the time, said, well, do I have to do that too? I didn't know about that. And we told her, no, you don't. And she said, well, how come they don't want me? That got into a discussion, and they both decided that it wasn't right. My wife mentioned to them that there was a lawyer in the family. We negotiated a fee. I never have to take out the trash for the rest of my life. And I told them if they would do the legal research, I would do the lawsuit.
Now, is this more than sort of an intellectual exercise for you and your kids?
Yes, it certainly is more than just an exercise. I'm a child of the 60s, and the draft was a very large thing in my life. And I'm very aware of how registration for the draft raises the political consciousness of young men and of young men's parents. And part of the purpose of this case was to raise the political consciousness of parents all across the country.
And what is your daughter's objection specifically? Is it that she feels left out, or is it your son who feels burdened?
Well, it's both. My son feels that the law as it is an anachronism. This is the only thing he could think of in which young men and young women are treated so differently by the law. My daughter is insulted by it. She says that if she wants all the rights of citizenship, she's willing to bear all the burdens of citizenship, and it's just not fair that she's being treated as less desirable or less wanted by the government.
Now, at this point, of course, there is no active draft. What practical effect does this have on either of your children?
Okay, well, it has significant practical effects on young men. There are federal statutes that say that federal student loans cannot be given to young men unless they've registered. Young men 18 to 28 are ineligible to work for the federal government or for the post office unless they've registered. Some states, young men can't even get a driver's license unless they've registered.
The Supreme Court ruled on this sort of case in 1981. They said Congress could exclude women from the draft registry. Sounds like what you're saying now is that the military is quite different than it was 20 years ago.
Right. What we're saying is that this is a Vietnam War law, and we're living in an Iraq War age. It's accepted now that women are in the military. It's accepted that women are firing missiles and flying helicopters and dropping bombs. And this law should reflect the present times.
The federal position that was argued in court yesterday is that it's not up to courts to decide who can be drafted or who should be included in this registry. That's the role of Congress.
Well, it's the role of Congress also to obey the Constitution. If Congress passed a law drafting only white people and not black people, you can bet the courts would intervene in that. And now Congress has passed a law drafting only male people and not female people. And we think the courts certainly should intervene in that.
I wonder if people listening to this might think this is sort of a frivolous case being brought. Have you heard of any broader support for the position that you're taking?
There's been incredible support. Parents especially have spoken to me and said they weren't even aware there was registration. Even parents of teenage boys told me that they didn't know that the Selective Service was still around. So I think it has opened people's eyes.
Well, Harvey Schwartz, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Harvey Schwartz is representing his son, stepdaughter, and three other young plaintiffs in a lawsuit challenging the Selective Service System. A federal judge in Boston is considering the case.